With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Wilmington, Delaware, the verdict is in. The president's son, Hunter Biden, has been convicted of all three felony charges related to the purchase of a revolver in 2018 when prosecutors argued he lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.N. Security Council's vote in favor of a U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza has made it as clear as it possibly could be that the world supports that plan. He again called on Hamas to accept it and said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had reaffirmed his commitment to that proposal. Blinken spoke during his latest visit to the region. That would be his eighth since Hamas' October 7th attack ignited the war. Also at SRNnews.com, in consumer news, gas prices once again on the decline in the U.S.
The AAA Motor Club says the national average for gas prices stood at around $3.44 a gallon. That's down about 8 cents from a week earlier. It's more than 19 cents cheaper than a month ago and over 14 cents down from this time last year. Industry analysts point to a blend of mild demand and increasing supply, as well as relatively mild oil prices worldwide, as reasons for the decline.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the main shipping channel into Baltimore's port has fully reopened now to its original depth and width following the March 26 collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Stocks are mixed now. The Dow losing 225 points. The NASDAQ is up a dozen. This is SRN News. A Texas doctor is being sued by the government.
Dr. Ethan Haim is a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, and he told journalist Christopher Rufo about that facility's practice of carrying out sex change operations on children. Now he's been indicted by the Justice Department for allegedly violating parts of the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. The hospital claims to have stopped performing the operations in 2022, but Dr. Haim says they continue secretly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign on Monday to succeed retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The election next spring with the court's liberal 4-3 majority on the line. This is SRN News. Shots have been fired at the border between the two Koreas.
South Korea's military says its soldiers fired warning shots after North Korean troops violated the border Sunday. It says the North Korean soldiers were engaged in some unspecified work on the northern side of the border when they briefly crossed the military demarcation line. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the violation did not appear intentional. The site's wooded and signs were not clearly visible, and the North Korean soldiers immediately returned to their territory after the shots and warning broadcasts. The Korea's land border is the world's most heavily armed and strewn with mines. Animosity has been high of late following the North's launches of trash-carrying balloons. I'm Ben Thomas.
Malawi's vice president and nine others have died in a plane crash. The wreckage of the military plane was found in a mountainous area in the country's north after a search that lasted more than a day. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.